after 10, it's 11. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe border. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun! And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
Oh yeah, in the studio with none other than Hardwood Forest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, and plenty of material that all good Wright's Coin Shop customers should definitely relish on this evening. You know, we're getting closer and closer to 2012. In fact, believe it or not, it's the last fall before it will be 2012, and we just have a feeling, we just know it's all going to hit the fan. Something wild's going to happen. I'm sure the buzz is swirling there around Wright's Coin Shop, isn't it, Shelley?
It is.
And what are people talking about now? Well, they're going to you, and they're worried about the dollar. You know, there is some website out there that I've heard about. It's in some other country, and they have a graphic of a U.S. dollar, and they basically show it burning, and it's just getting smaller and smaller and smaller as the dollar is being devalued.
Mini money.
And, I mean, even now, if you're a billionaire, you have to ask the question, well, what are you a billionaire in? You know, if you're a billionaire in Federal Reserve notes, what happens if they're not worth anything tomorrow? People are visiting your shop because they want to turn their money into more money. And since the prices on gold and silver are low now, as you said earlier, this is the time to buy, right?
It is. It is definitely the time to buy. And we were running out of things for people to buy on Friday, Thursday and Friday both. So we're going to start all over again on Monday. We should have more stuff. And but definitely this is the time. I know a lot of people wait until they think it's going to hit its lowest point, and then what ends up happening is that they buy as it starts going up. And that's the opposite of what you should do, and that's also when they tend to sell things. You know, they wait and wait for it to get to the highest point, and then by that point, you know, it started going down again. So, you know, just don't wait for the highs and lows. Right now, just a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because people who don't think about gold and silver, they wait until they hear everybody talking about how high it is, and they say, oh gosh, it's getting high, I better go out and buy it now. Well, that doesn't really make sense, does it? I mean, you should buy it now because it will get higher. It's inevitable. I mean, gold has always been gold. It will always be gold. Silver has always been silver. It will always be. We have done some business, so, I'm putting my word here on the line, and it's actually a part of how I'm, you know, setting up myself as well for security. If people want to visit you, if they want to come there and just shoot the breeze, if they want to park the white van out front with...
Don't bring a white van with a puppy dog.
You're at 1271 Sweetin Creek Road.
Yes.
So it's easy to get there. You're right off 40. People can just take exit 51.
Yep.
Right? And you just kind of take a left off the ramp there, and then you guys are just right down the road.
1.3 miles on the right-hand side of the road.
And you're open Monday through Friday. And what time do you open now?
We open at 10:30. 10:30 until 5:30. We don't close for lunch. And you do not need an appointment to come and see us, whether you're going to sell anything or you want to buy anything. Just come on in whenever it's good for you.
That's, you got kind of a sweet deal there. You get to sleep a little bit later than most people, right?
Well, but by the end of the day, you should see what we all look like. We are shell-shocked. I mean, it's just, you know, constant all day long, and you have to be so on top of everything, so... So there is no time to rest. We might get in a little later, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into being able to open those doors.
And, you know, I talk a lot about gold and silver, but you guys deal in all kinds of stuff. If somebody wants to call you up and figure out, you know, what they can do with their situation, 828-298-5402, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, once again, call up Shelly right here, 828-298-5402. And it doesn't matter if you want one coin or if you just want to convert everything you have into something that might have a bit more stability. You guys work with people on every level, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do. We can help you.
Okay, excellent. Well, right now, there is worry across the entire world because we have this sort of interconnected global economy. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but this is a time when some of the men in black sitting at the top of the pyramid there are shearing the little people, those of us here who don't necessarily have access to, you know, the Rothschilds or, you know, the Rockefellers or whoever else is determining how the digits go up and down on the computer screens. And people are, they're getting even weirder, because some of them are freaking out. Some of them are trying to, compensate for the pressure they're feeling by doing bizarro things. And we have a story here from the UK that you might appreciate. Now, first off, I'll just give you the headline, and then I'll tell you that what I think is a bit of a twist here on the headline. The headline is, Granny responds to being flashed by saying, quote, if you've got nothing worth showing, don't show it at all. All right? So apparently in the UK, a grandmother was flashed by a man, and instead of turning and running the other way, she hit him with her handbag, screaming, don't even show that if you don't have anything to show, right? And the guy now, you know, and he fully, you know, pulled it out.
And, I love it! Go, Granny!
Well, she actually said, she said this in court. She said, I was in shock, and I said to him, what the blanking hell do you think you're doing, you dirty blank? As she's beating him with the purse. But Here's the twist that you're not going to like. You know how old Granny was? 45 years old.
Okay. Well,
I was like, what? Here I am celebrating my wife's birthday. Now, she's not close to 45 yet. But, you know, we won't reveal any ages here on the radio without permission, but when you hear Granny, you think, you know, this is like a 75, 80,
yeah.
No, 45 now, that qualifies as a Granny. So, what do you think about that, Shelley?
Well, I say, you go, girl.
We're all getting old younger than we should be getting old, maybe. You know, I know quite a few people now who are pushing 100, though. So, I don't know. Apparently, however, in Europe in general, this phenomenon related to men wanting to show their goods off, it's reaching a new peak. Because this next headline, now this is an honest headline, it says that men who are having enlargement procedures are on the rise. And this comes to us from Germany, from Deutschland. Maybe not surprisingly, you know, the Germans, they're always cutting some kind of an edge there. In Germany, doctors say increasing numbers of German men are paying for surgery to their you-know-whats. And it is surprising even plastic surgeons with this demand that they are now in seventh place among aesthetic surgery procedures, and apparently that's pretty high. They say it's even surprising them that there are men who simply want this for aesthetic purposes, not even concerned with function necessarily, and that they, prior to this, a lot of men have gotten, you know, liposuction here and there, But now they're actually getting Botox injections to smooth out the wrinkles.
Oh, my God! Okay. Oh, that's so terrible!
Well, they say... I'm not even... I'm not sure what it's supposed to be like, if not wrinkly.
I know! Oh!
I mean, it's just my understanding that, you know, wrinkles are appropriate in some places.
Are part of it.
Regardless of age. And if you start smoothing all the wrinkles out, I'm not sure what you end up with, but, you know, something that probably looks similar to a mannequin, I guess. I don't know.
And what's the use in, you know, messing with it if it doesn't work?
Well, I guess it works. But now it's just, you know, nice and smooth and polished.
Ew.
So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you've made it clear by your reaction that you had rather see the age expressed.
Natural. I think that's what you're trying to say. Natural.
So, yeah, Forrest just sent me a little note. They are polishing something, but not the way it's usually done. Oh,
and it's really how you use it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. What next do we have here? Let's go to the States for a bit, shall we? We have got a story here about a 14-year-old boy who is really into paintball. And he decided that he needed an accessory for his paintball gun. He needed a new barrel so that it would shoot straighter. And this is almost unbelievable. Apparently, he paid $60 to order a new barrel from a paintball company. When the package arrived, it contained Viagra, some oils, and a porno.
That's supposed to make it shoot straighter, huh?
Straighter, all right.
That's the idea. Okay, now this is a real news story. It's been covered by Fox. It's in the New York Daily News. The 14-year-old boy said he thought it was very funny. His mother, on the other hand, was furious about the whole thing. And so right now they have been, you know, contacting this company in Washington saying, what the hell is going on here? You know, this kid ordered something so he could shoot straighter, and this is what he gets in the mail. What a world we live in. Believe it or not, we're already up on our first break here. When we come back, I have a story for you about a California man around Redwood City, where they grow some big ones, who really, really has flipped out. And we'll just kind of take a little world tour from there to Australia, why there are problems about a brothel expansion, L.A., gosh, we just have a bunch of things to get into, including one story that, yeah, it's one of those I got to save till the end. It's the Dark 30 Hour, when we dig into the most, outrageous and controversial stuff every week. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. It's the Dark 30 Hour. Not for the kiddies, and not for the easily offended. Just turn off the radio for the next 35 minutes and tune back in for more traditional programming. But, you know, we like to share for you real stories during this last hour, during Safe Harbor, that, again, are a little more controversial and outrageous. So welcome back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. How about this story from California about a Redwood City man, 29 years old? Apparently, here is what happened at his house. He shared a residence with a female roommate. Now, the woman, who is black, said she came home to find this intoxicated man breaking items and screaming that he hates black people. So she called the police. And when they arrived, this man ran out to the driveway wearing an open robe and waving a frying pan. Okay, right off the bat, you know that you're going to need some backup, right? He fought with the officers trying to arrest him, kicking and reaching for one's taser until they got him down and restrained with a wrap device, as they say. After that, he started begging the officers to cut off his head. And then at the hospital, he screamed at nurses and enjoyed himself profusely, which is a euphemism for something else.
Ew.
And later, officers said they found 4 empty liquor bottles in his home.
Just liquor?
How's that for a fun night?
Alrighty.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those stories like we were talking about earlier, you know, like the werewolf vampire. You wake up the next day, you're naked, you're bloody, and you're in jail. What did I do last night? Well, you ran out here. You trashed your house. You screamed hateful things. You ran out and, you know, flashed everybody, swinging around a frying pan. You begged us to cut off your head, and then you
enjoyed yourself profusely.
Did a little honky-honky on the camera.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Some people just shouldn't drink, but some people really shouldn't drink 4 bottles of liquor. And like you were saying, I don't know what he was washing down with that liquor. But, you know, we live here in the middle of Beer City, and fortunately, I've never seen that behavior. So that's from California. Oh, goodness. You ever date a guy like that, Shelley?
Never.
You never come home and find that? Here is one from Australia. People in Australia are very open-minded, let me tell you. And apparently, in Australia, particularly in Sydney, it's okay to have brothels. It's okay for, you know, these establishments to exist, from what I understand in this particular news story. But right now, there is a Sydney City Council objection to a large brothel called the Stiletto Brothel being expanded. Now, you can imagine why that, say, in the U.S., people would protest against something like this being expanded. They would say, oh, are you kidding me? You know, we don't want to make this any bigger and worse. But get a load of this. In Australia, the argument is, we don't think this should be expanded because this might squash some of the smaller mom-and-pop cat houses. We don't want to hurt the little man.
Well, there's a breath of fresh air.
And it's very much like when Walmart's going to open somewhere.
I was just thinking.
And all the little, you know, independent stores say, no, they're going to, you know, suck up all of our business. Well, here it's a little different thing. They're worried about being sopped up. And right now they are saying that this proposed extension would have doubled the number of rooms to apparently 40 and would have created a wing for group bookings.
Oh.
So this is like straight up, you know, high class professional business. I wonder if we could like buy some interest in one of these, because I have a feeling they're probably growing there in Australia. It might be a good investment. Go to Wright's Coin Shop, get some gold, invest it in the cat houses in Australia.
In Australia.
But, I mean, right here in Australia, ABC.net says that the proposal addressing this is describing what they call the Westfield of brothels, referring to the country's largest shopping mall chain. So this is literally like, you know, strip mall. Gosh, you know, I never thought of it. It's really and literally a strip mall. The Telegraph has reported that, you know, they have made it clear to the city council the protesters are not at all against prostitution. They said, quote, "We're not prudes, we're not opposed to brothels, but we have a policy of anti-clustering, spreading them out," end quote. Need I even invent more innuendo? I think it's all right there in the actual news story. So, what a difference in philosophy. But remember, it's, you know, I don't know how true it is, but the idea has always been that Australia was kind of the dumping ground for a lot of the English criminals who were kicked out of England, you know. They were ostracized. So, I don't know how true that is, but yeah, it kind of makes a little bit of sense, I guess. But there are still people right here in good old America, the U.S. of A., who are involved in some things that are always surprising. Right now, we have a legitimate story here from NBC Los Angeles saying that in Los Angeles there are firefighters who are being investigated. They're in trouble for allegedly taking part in porn movies while on the job. On the job. Okay. Now it's, I guess it's kind of well known that there are these types of films made that show people in uniform. Firemen, police officers, nurses, what have you. Candy stripers. It's pretty shocking to think that there are men who would be working actively on the job and become involved in something like this. The story says the L.A. City firefighters are under investigation for allegedly taking part in these porn movies while on the job. It's the second city department this year where employees have been investigated for alleged involvement in porn movies while on duty. In April, right now, they're saying there were two traffic cops from the Department of Transportation who appeared in a porn movie. So, anyway, says here the bottom line is that several firefighters allowed porn producers to use their fire engines in two adult movies that are available on one of the world's biggest porn websites. And if participation by the firefighters is proven true, well, it's a violation of department policy, they say. Yeah, duh. But there is an actress, Charlie Chase. Do you know Charlie Chase for us? I mean, I don't. That rings a bell, I must say.
No, I've heard the name. I've not seen any of his work.
No, it's a woman.
Her work.
Maybe you've revealed a little bit too much about how you spend your spare time. It's a woman, Charlie Chase, as she climbs on the engine and repeatedly exposes herself. And it appears that a group of firefighters are watching the movie being shot. And it says here, firefighters, quote, supposedly set it all up ahead of time with the film crew because they thought it was good, clean fun, end quote. That's what one insider told the NBC station there. So it's all hitting the fan there, and we'll see how all that turns out. But what's odd is that at the same time these guys are in big trouble, porn is so popular that, and yeah, I mentioned this briefly one time before, but I have another story here about it. PETA is now launching a porn website. You recall me talking about this? I think I mentioned it briefly.
You did.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a whole new story. Apparently, it's true. You know, PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, they are launching what can be qualified as a porn website in the name of animal rights. Now, that has an eerie connection to a story we're going to get into a little bit later. We'll come back to that. But we have to take a break right now. And when we return, I'll also tell you why that Speedo is involved in a lawsuit. What kind of controversial lawsuit could Speedo possibly be involved in? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Joshua P. Warren, you're listening to Speaking of Strange, the part of the show when we talk about legitimate news stories, so far as we know, that, well, you might not hear so much about the rest of the week in the mainstream news. Thanks for spending your Saturday night with us. And always remember, if you want to follow up on some of this stuff and see the actual stories and some of the gritty details that we might not be able to clarify here on the FCC-regulated airwaves, you can go to speakingofstrange.com and find a link there to the Facebook page, which is moderated and really run by Mobius. In fact, Mobius sent me an update I will tell you about quickly about something kind of odd that may have happened tonight while we have been on the air in Charlotte, and which is interesting because, you know, we've been talking about places across the state of North Carolina that have weird things going on, and it seems like that throughout the day here in Charlotte, there have been some weird rumblings, ground shaking a little bit, low-level thunder, or what is perceived to be thunder, continuing for 20 minutes or so. One guy here says he was out walking his dogs, and they were so spooked that other dogs were barking continuously back and forth. This would be north of Charlotte. And the guy looked toward downtown Charlotte and saw some strange lights in the clouds, but not lightning. So this noise was constant, and he says he doesn't see anything on the radar, and the storms are gone, so he's wondering if anybody else knows anything. So if we come up with anything outstanding, we'll let you know. I'm sure Forrest is looking up the geological conditions right now. No? No? Okay, never mind. I should have known better.
No, I looked them up. There's nothing going on.
Okay. And who knows? But if you are having weird experiences here, there's not enough time to open the phone lines tonight, but you can go to joshuapwarren.com and email me, or just go to, you can email me directly at shadowboxent@yahoo.com. As in Shadowbox Enterprises, that's shadowboxent@yahoo.com. So here is a story, and it's taking us back to Australia, and it is about Speedo, and this is from UPI. Do you own a pair of Speedos, Forrest?
I don't.
Why is that?
I like things to be able to move.
Oh, okay. You don't like to let the junk flow smoothly with the sea breeze.
No. Chafing.
Yeah, especially when it gets nice and salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're like hunting, digging for seashells out there on a sandbar somewhere.
Exactly.
I've never owned a pair of Speedos, but apparently they're quite popular in Europe. I don't think they're as popular here. Why are you cringing over there, Shelley? You don't like to really get a good look at what a man is offering on the beach?
I call them man panties. I don't care for Speedos, no.
Well, Speedos, they're taking their image very seriously, and they are apparently taking legal action right now against a gay porn website, believe it or not. And it says here that lawyers for the company, registered in the Netherlands and Britain, are asking a federal court in Australia to force this man to stop using the company's name in relationship to the gay porn on his websites. And Speedo says it is seeking to protect the, quote, substantial and valuable reputation and goodwill associated with the name and trademark Speedo, end quote. You know what? They might just be insulting one of their largest audiences here.
I'm thinking so.
If you get a market, expose it or exploit it.
I mean, the blowback from this might be truly detrimental to the company. And so we'll have to see how all this works out. But, I'm sure there are more details to be released about this
particular case. Real tight market.
Yes. I think that's safe to say. Well, when it comes to aquatic topics, however, there is one that it takes a lot to kind of surprise me, but, you know, I saw this, I was like, I've never thought about this before. There is a man in
Florida,
thank you very much, who has published a book, and he is promoting this book right now, and it is about a 9-month intimate relationship that he had with a dolphin. And apparently, this man was hired in 1970 to be a photographer to document this captive female dolphin. He's now written a book about his experience. It's called Wet Goddess. And in the book, he claims that at one point he was in the water with the dolphin, and she, quote, began raking her teeth lightly against my arms and legs, which was indescribably erotic. Some might find it frightening. I found it erotic, end quote. And that led, you know, one thing always leads to another, and so they began to get even, you know, closer in their relationship. And do you know, again, 9 months this went on, but then he left to go take some classes at a college, and when he came back, this dolphin named Ruby had passed away, he said, from a broken heart. Maybe so, or maybe he just was a little too rough with her, is what I'm thinking. But he says, I'd warn anyone in a relationship with a dolphin, you have to plan an exit strategy. And
yeah, go take classes.
This guy actually says he thinks around 15% of the world population has had this type of a relationship with a non-human, you know, creature. And he doesn't know how often it involves dolphins. But right now, Wet Goddess is currently rated 5 stars out of 5 on Amazon.
By him.
Probably. You know what? There's this movie out there. It's a documentary called Zoo that is about a man who was killed by a horse. And the documentary was done so beautifully and artistically that it played at Sundance and received wide acclaim. And I actually watched this documentary because there was a link from this story to the documentary. And I started watching it, and I was amazed at just how romantic this movie was. Somebody had a real budget, and there are moving shots. The color saturation is great. There are all these, like, romantic, classical themes playing through it.
Are we talking like Catherine the Great here?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Zoo, and this is a true story about a man in Washington State who died for his zoophilia. And we're up on a break. It's a good thing, because I could probably talk more about it, but shouldn't. But when we return, you know, recently I went to Medieval Times up in Maryland and had a great time, but it always reminds me of this movie with Jim Carrey, one of my favorite comedies called The Cable Guy. Well, I have a story here about The Cable Guy, and you can use your imagination a little bit. Be careful what you order up when you need some extra channels. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll wrap up the show when we come back. I'm a big man, get a train on my to get everything from kick corner to get corner. Why you staying on the wall? I ain't gonna do it. Line up drugs, hold it right in the club. I'm the reason they make the drink open and figure out what and how when I'm in my front door. Just a lot of holes from my neck to my toes. I'm a neck full of gold, but gas in my rolls. Red shoes, collect gold, collect gold. By the heat, get a key to the night stuff. He stress everything, come on, very heavy. Minions, the only thing we in the heavy demand. But it's in the X-ray, none of that talk. And left the game, I bring it to yes to my hand. Come on. Speaking of strange, the Dark 30 Hour, the time when we discuss the more controversial and outrageous news not meant for the easily offended. And keep in mind, next Saturday, I'm going to be in Chicago for the Big Chicago Ghost Conference. And I did this once before, and it was just a huge party. It was an enormous blast. It was one of the best conferences I've ever done. And so I know we're going to have just a thrilling time this coming weekend, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible in that part of the country. I don't think I'll have time to do a pre-recorded show between now and then, so we'll probably just run Art Bell, and then hopefully we'll be back with you the following Saturday. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the Saturdays in October are going to be a little bit tough for us to schedule for live shows. So we may have a few pre-records spread out, you know, plus there are ball games, who knows. But we are currently on to do a big Halloween show on October 29th. I hope that works out. And if so, we always have a lot of fun with
that. Joshua, you got to pick yourself up a beef when you're up there.
Oh, you know I will, man. You know, every time I go, I want to go and get a nice beef at a place I've never had it before, some deep dish pizza. I'm going to go to Uno's this time. I'm going to go to two or three places that I haven't been to get the deep dish stuff. So, yeah, it'll be good. But the best thing you can do, if you want to, like, travel along on the journey, go to my Twitter page. You'll find it linked up at speakingofstrange.com or joshuapwarren.com. It's very easy to follow that, and you'll get updates either through email or on your text messaging system whenever I... You know, I'm into some mischief. I'll just kind of, you know, send you a picture, let you know what's going on. It's a way that the show kind of continues peripherally in the background. So, that said, listen to this story from... Where could it possibly be?
Maybe Florida?
Yeah! Bingo! How do you like that? You win the prize again. It's Florida, Florida, Florida. I don't know if it's just, you know, the weather, the hot weather, it's maybe the latitude, I'm not sure. But from Sarasota County, a woman ordered some cable installation. Now, most of us have been there before. You know, you call up the cable place, and I'll just, you know, since this has been already reported, it's a Comcast cable installer. We don't have too much of that around here. But you know what? See, Eric Scott works for Comcast. Yeah. So the 24-year-old woman said that she waited around and waited around. The 31-year-old installer finally showed up, but instead of installing her cable, he stood there in the living room, looked at her for a moment, and then he pulled out a tool that was not approved. And he then
pulled out a tool, all right.
And he then proceeded to calmly grin and soil the room as she stood there in disbelief, watching what was happening before her very own eyes. For some reason, it reminds me of that story, Forrest. I just want to look at you. God, what a world we live in. Fortunately, this man is now in custody, and hopefully, you know, this woman will not get any more holographic 3D channels from the cable company. But that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren with producer Forrest Connor. We thank Brian Hall, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. You'll hear us again soon. In the meantime, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Be sure to sign up for our free e-newsletter at the site for the latest updates. Thanks for listening, and rest assured when the amazing news happens, we'll keep you informed first. So be sure to tune in for our next program on a Saturday. You are commanded!